Okay, today's daf is Arachim Daf Lamed Aleph. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Landerer very much for the sponsorship. We're holding on Daf Lamed Amid Beis, and we are at Lo Yimkar Birachok, at the two dots about 12 lines before the end of the page. So first thing we're going to discuss is how we know that you're not allowed to be mocher, a far away or an inferior field, in order to be goel, a closer or better field. How we know that you're not allowed to be goel lechatzain, but also how we know that you're allowed to do all of those things for hegdish, in order to be goel something from hegdish. Then we're going to move on in the Mishnah on Amud Aleph to a discussion of geulas batei arichoma, that if a person sells a house in a walled city, when Yovel was Noheg, so he can be goel the field for 1 year, and after that, it's not even Yotze B'Yovel. So we're going to discuss some of the details of Geulas Batei Arichoma, in what way the Geula is similar to a situation of Ribbis, and even though it's not an Isra of Ribbis, but it's similar to the situation of Ribbis, the Gemara is going to elaborate on that and discuss that. Then the Gemara is going to quote another discussion about what happens if one person sold a house, if a person sells two batei arichoma, one in Adar Rishon and in the other in Adar Sheni, so how does that play out in terms of cheshbening the year of batei arichoma? We're going to discuss what happens if a person is makdish a bayis in batei arichoma. That will be toward the end of the daf. So let's begin. We are holding again at Lo Yimkar Birachok, about 12 lines from the end of the page on Daf Lamed Amin Beis. So says the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, rather, that a person should not sell a more distant field in order to be goel bekarov, nor should he sell an inferior field in order to be goel a superior field, nor should he borrow money to be goel a field, nor should he only be goel half the field at a time. He's got to pay for all of it all at once. So says Mar Minan Emili, how do I know all of these dinim? Ditan Rabban, because the Braisa tells us it's based on the pasuk that discusses someone who is goel a field that he had sold, because the pasuk says visiga yado, so he darshin yad atzmo, that only if he has money of his own that he can be goel shelo yilvav yigal. So we see from there that he cannot borrow money to be goel ummatza, and the pasuk says ummatza. So it sounds like now that he found the ability to be goel, he can do it. But prat lematzui, it cannot be something that it cannot be a situation where he had the money the entire time and he could have been goel right away. And we learn from there shelo. And from there we learn Shalim Kor Barachok, that he cannot sell a field that was more distant that he already had at the time that he sold this to Echuzah V'yigol B'karov, and B'gol a field that's closer by that he had sold Bira. He cannot sell a field that was an inferior field that he already had at the time of the Mechira V'yigol, and B'gol the field that he had just sold B'yafeh, and V'yigol B'yafeh, and B'gol a superior field that he had just sold. Kedei Geulaso. The puzzle goes on to say, Kedei Geulaso, that it sounds like he has enough money in order to do the entire Geula. So we darshan, yeah, Kedei Geula, hu goel, ve'inu goel lechatzain. He can only do the Geula of the field if he has all the money at once, but he cannot do it lechatzain. So says one of the Memra, de matza hashta mashma. Wait a second, you just made a drasha, we just made a drasha in this brisa from the word matza, and we said that the word matza means that he already has it right now, and not that he had, meaning that matzah means that he just found it right now, but it does not refer to something that he already had previously. That's the whole diuk we made from the word matzah. So says Mar, is that true? Does the word matzah always mean something that just happened now, but was not here previously? Or a minhu, but I'll ask you a stir from a braisa. The braisa discusses the halacha of someone who kills b'shogeg, and that he goes to a near miklat. And over there, the pasuk says, "Vasher yavos re'ehu biyar lachtov etzim v'nidche yado bagarz." Then lichros ha'etz, person is out in a forest and he's chopping wood, and the pasuk says, "V'nashal habarzel mina etz," and the piece of iron comes off of the etz. Umatza es re'ehu v'meis, and the situation of killing b'shogeg is that it's matza es re'ehu. So then you go to his yonus alach sar me'le v'chay. So we darshan umatza prat le. Atzmo, that the situation where you go to Golus is only when it's when the piece that flew off is Matza, as opposed to a case of Mamtzi Atzmo. So what does that mean? Mikanam Rabbi Elazar, im Mishayotza Evan Mitachas Yada Hotzi Alas Rosho. If I throw a rock and then a guy stuck his head out of the window, Vikibla, and he caught the rock with his head, and that's how he died. But his head wasn't there when I first threw the rock. Then I'm Potter from going to Galus. Alma Matza Mididisi Meikara Mashma, because the situation of Matza has to be a situation where he was there the entire time, where he was in position to get killed before I even threw the rock. So don't you see the word Matza means the exact opposite of what we just said the word Matza means? Meaning we just said the word Matza means that I just now came into the money, but I didn't have the money to be Goel beforehand in advance. Now, but yet, when it comes to killing the Shogek and going to Galus, the word Matzah means that it was there the entire time. And if the guy's head just stuck out now, then it's not included in going to Galus. So how do we reconcile the meaning of the word Matzah? So Amarava, Hachamein Yonadikra, Vahachamein Yonadikra. In each situation, it depends on the context of the pasuk. Hacha, when it comes to Stechuza, where the pasuk says V'yisiga yado ummatza kadegulaso, so do me V'yisiga yado. The word matza is juxtaposed with hisiga yado, and ma hisiga yado dahashta, just like hisiga yado that he could afford it, is something that just happened right now, that right now he has the money to be goel, and it's not that he had the money beforehand. Saf matza nami dahashta, when it says matza, it means right now he's matza kadegulaso, but not that he sold karka that he already had at the time of the Mechira Sasada. Vahacha, and when it comes to killing the Shogeg, where the Pasuk says, Vasher Yavos Rehabiyar, Umatzes Rehabes, so it's Dumya Diyar. In that sense, Matzah is juxtaposed with Ya'ar, Ma Ya'ar Milsati Isei Meikara, just like a forest is something that was there beforehand. Af Matzah Milsati Isei Meikara, so too the word Matzah is explained about something that was already there beforehand, that the Horeg was there before it was Nachshala Barsel Min Ha'etz. So it all depends on context. Good, now we move on. Ubehek. Then we said that all of these things you're allowed to do in order to be Goel Hekdish. You're allowed to borrow money to be Goel. You could be Goel Chatzain. You could be Goel by selling a superior field, an inferior field, or a more distant field. All of these things are fine by Hekdish. Minonimili, how do I know all of these dinim that you're allowed to do them by Hekdish? Tetan Rabbanan, because the Braisa tells us when it comes to be Goel Min Hekdish, Pasuk says, Vim Goel Yigal. Melame Shalova Goel. The Goel Lechatzayin. So we see from there the double expression that you can borrow money to be Goel and you can be Goel Lechatzayin. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, Matam, why is it that the Torah is Mekel by Gulas Sadeh from Hegdish more so than by Gulas Sadeh that you sold? Because we do find that the Torah gives a little extra kalach to someone who sells a Steachuza in the sense that Shemigia Yovel Velonigala, if Yovel comes in and he has not been goel it, chazer is the bailum piyovel, the guy who sold it gets it back. So because we gave him that advantage, so we're not going to give him the advantage of making it easy to be goel, because it's not like he's going to lose the field forever anyway. He's going to be able to get it back. Avol makdish teachuza hov shahura kocho shemigia yovel v'lo nigala yotze l'kohanim. But when it comes to someone who's makdish teachuza, he might lose his field forever, because if Yovel comes and he hasn't yet done Geula, the Kohanim are going to get it and he's never going to get it back. So Yovel Kochush Lovav Gol V'Gol Chatzayin. So Rabbi Shimon says we're going to compensate for that by making it as easy as possible for him to be Goel so that he doesn't lose it forever. This is Rabbi Shimon L'Shitasos, we're about to see in the Gemara, who is Dorish Taim Dekra, that we want to make things that we darshin halachos based on the Taim Dekra, that since we're that this is a logical drasha, meaning it's not based on psukim, it's just logic, that here's a person who's not going to be able to get his field back after a certain amount of time, so during that amount of time where he actually can, we want to make it as easy as possible to do so. So ask the Gemara, Tani Chada, you know, we have one base that says Lov of a Gol of a Gol of Chatzon, Tani Idach Ein Lov of a Gol of a Gol of Chatzon, Asir and Bryce, and they're both talking about seemingly Geula from Hed.
Hekdish. And yet, one says you're allowed to borrow money to be goal, you're allowed to go in, be goal in pieces, and the other one says you're not allowed to do that. So it says, lo kasha. Harabanan, Harabi Shimon, the Braisa says you're not allowed to borrow money to be goal, you're not allowed to be goal, chatzayin, is going like the Rabbanan, who are not Dorish time of the Kra. They hold that since it's Hurukoch of the Makdish, that the Sad is not is only chosur by Yovel, so it could be Hurukocho as far as being love of a goal, as well. And the price that says, meaning the Torah is setting a precedent that we do not make it easy for him, and therefore mistama, none of the halachos are easy for him. Not that we're going to try to compensate v'ha, but the price that says that makdish sadeu, that he's love of a goal and he can be goal chatzon, is Rabbi Shimon, who is dorish taima tikra, and he explains that the reason for this din is that we're trying to make it fair, that since he's not going to be able to get it back after Yovel, so we're more makel in terms of how the geula is going to work. So that's the general sheet of Rabbi Shimon. It's not a classic time of dekra, because one could have argued that time of dekra is based on when you're understanding the logic of the halacha. Over here, it's not the logic inherent in the halacha; it's just an overall sense of fairness that seems to be governing the process. Now, typically, darshinan time of dekra, just to touch the words, when we say darshinan time of dekra, typically what it means is that normally there are midos shatar and drash ben, and from those midos shatar and drash ben, kal v'chomer and zir shavim binyanav, and all of those things, we derive halachos from those midos shatar and drash ben. We're able to derive halachos from them, and those halachos have status of a din mida oraisa. Rabbi Shimon, who holds Darshin on Taima Dekra, holds that Taima Dekra is one of the Midos Shatora Nidreshes Behen. Everyone agrees that we look for Taima Dekra, that we're interested in Taima Dekra. That's what Sefer Chinuch does with every mitzvah, so Rambam does often in Mar Nevuchim. Certainly, the Gemara does in a number of places where we talk about Taima Dekra, we try to find reasons and we try to find meaning and deeper meaning, yet at the same time realizing that whatever reasons we're going to suggest are going to fall way short of the explanation for the Mishnah. We can't understand the depth of and the profundity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thinking in giving a mitzvah. But the issue is whether it's a midah shatara nidreshes ban. Is time of the cross something that we're able to that we're able to darshan and derive halachos from the time of the cross? So that's the issue. Now, even if you hold lo darshan in the time of the cross, if the Torah itself gives the reason, then that's a different story. If the Torah itself gives the reason, and it's not just us figuring out the reason, so then it's a different sugya in terms of whether we could be Dorish, whether we could adjust the halacha based on that reason or not. Okay, so now says the Mishnah, when we now talk about Ku'ulas Bate Arichoma, a person is makdish a field in a house or sells a field in a house that sells a field in a city that has walls around it in the time that Yovel is Noheg. So the halacha is he has 1 year to be goal of that field, and if he doesn't, he loses it forever. So, if a person sells a field in a city that has walls around it from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, he could be goal the field right away as soon as he sells it. Plus, he has 12 months from the day that he sold it. Now, if a person is goal the field within the year of selling it, so we do not deduct from the price that it takes to be goal it the amount of hana'a that the lokeach got from the field. So harezek min ribis. In a certain sense, the fact that the lokech is able to use that house and then he's going to get all his money back, it's like a ribis payment on the fact that the mocher had that money the entire time. But ve'en ribis, but it's not real ribis, because the Torah tells us that ribis is only when there's a halva'a, when there's a loan. Over here, it wasn't a loan; it was a sale. Meis hamocher yigal b'no, meis halokech yigal miyad b'no. If within that year the mocher dies, so good. So the mocher's son can be goal of the field if the lokeach dies. So you could be goal of the field from the son of the lokeach. Ein mon in shana elamisha shemachar. We only count the year from the time that the sale was made. Shenamar, because the pasuk says ad melos lo shana, until 1 year is completed. So it sounds from the word low that we count for the man that whose achuza was that that he's the first guy, so he's the one that we counted based on. So Kishu Omer Tamima, when it then says that it's a shana, not just a shana but a shana Tamima, that's Lahavi as Chodeshi Ibur. That's to tell us that if it has if that year has an extra month, it's a Chodeshi Ibur. So then it takes 13 months he has 13 months to be able to redeem it. Rabbi Omer Litin Lo Shana V'Ibura, that it says Tamima to give the Goel a year, a full lunar year of 354 days, and another 11 days for the solar year, for the amount of time that the solar year exceeds the lunar year. So he has a full 365 days according to Rebbe. He has a solar year to be Goel, and it doesn't make a difference if it's a Shana Pshuta or a Shana Mubaris. He always has 365 days. He gives if the 12th month comes and he was not yet goelit, the bias remains in the possession of the kona. And this is true whether it was given to him as a matana or whether it was sold to him. The mocher or the nosein is only able to be goel within 12 months, and if he doesn't, then it's chalut, then it stays there forever. Shneamar, because the pasuk says latzmisus, that it's there latzmisus. So that's an extra lashon. So it could have said litzmos. What's litzmisus? So we darshan that kulas batim applies not only to a mocher but even to someone who is mekabel b'matana as well. Now, interesting idea over here that we add the 13th month as part of the 12 years. You know, the Mishnah tells us that. Since the pasuk says Vishkim Karbeis Moshe V'Yachama Vaisugulaso Atom Shnasmem Karo Yom Tiagulaso, that he gets the thirteen months. What's the reason for this halacha? So the Ramban says it's because when a person has to sell his house, it's very, very difficult. It's embarrassing for him at the time that he sells it. So the Torah wanted to give him the ability to be goelit within the first year, but after the first year, where he's already moved somewhere else and he's already getting settled, so it's not going to bother him so much if he's not able to return home. He's already adapted to new life, and therefore we're not going to give him the opportunity to be goelit after he's already adapted to his new life and his new situation. That's how the Ramban explains in the Ramban al Torah. So you see that the shira of a shana is the amount of time that a person will become adapted to his new life and is not going to be yearning for his old house anymore. So and we assume that amount of time is about a year. Yet the Mishnah darshins that it's 13 months in an ubriyar, that it's not 12 months. So apparently, says the Chasam Sofer in Tshuvas Neven Ezra Chelik Aleph Siman Kuf Yutes, that the shir of shichicha, the amount of time that it takes to forget about it, your old situation, in a shana meuberes is 13 months. It's not 12 months like it is in a shana pshuta. And therefore, he says whenever the Chacham or Koveya, a shir of shichicha being a year, apparently in a shana muberes, it turns into 13 months. So Chasam Sofer quotes the kasha of the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov says, I don't understand. If in most of the years that are not muberes, let's say a mace is neshtakech min alev after Yud Beis Chodesh, what, because it's a shana muberes, it takes an extra month in order to get over the misa of a relative? So the Shvus Yaakov says, you can't compare this to what the Yerushalmi says in Nedarim, that if you have a bas shalosh shanim, that's nivela, and then Bezdin is ma'abra the shana, so it turns out that she's really under bas shalosh shanim, that besulecha chozrim, because as far as shichcha, it's not shaykh, that it's not a physical reality, that maybe that Bezdin has the right to be gozer and it's going to change. It's a mental reality. It's not mestaver that when Bezdin is ma'abra the shana, that mental reality changes. So Chasam Sofer is metaritz the kasha of the Shvus Yaakov. First of all, he says, I don't need to be metaritz. I don't need to come up with a reason. It's a drasha from pasuk, and if it's drasha from pasuk, it is. There's nothing to talk about. But he says there is some sort of logic over here, and that is that in a full annual cycle, you have Yimei Simcha, you have Yimei Tzomos, you have other things that happen over the course of an annual cycle, and all of those things together have certain zichronos that are associated with them. So you know, if a person loses a relative, that first Pesach Seder, so he's going to think about how that relative behaves. shaved during the Pesach Seder. And when it comes time for any annual event, for Sukkot and for the fast days and what they used to eat on the on the Erev of the fast days and after the fast days. So you need to go through the whole annual cycle, and that's what causes the shichcha. That initial pain of that first annual cycle goes away. That's what it means. Nishtakach min alev, says the Chassam Sofer. So that's why it makes sense that it's going to take longer when it comes to Shana Muberes than it will on a Shana She'ena Muberes. There is a discussion. The Maram Shik famously comments in his Sefer on Taryag Mitzvos. Maram Shik wrote like sort of a Minchas Chinuch style Sefer on the Taryag Mitzvos. Somehow never gained the popularity of the Minchas Chinuch, but also a very wonderful Sefer. And the Maram Shik talks about the idea of reading Parsha Zachar, how a person is supposed to read Parsha Zachar every single year. So what happens, because it's based on being nishtakach, that this lo sishkach, you can't forget Amalek, and it takes 12 months for something to be forgotten. So Rav Shik writes, when you have a Shana Muberes, when you have a leap year, so then it's important that during the summer, when you learn the Parsha of Amalek, that you should have in mind that you're being Yotzei the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, because otherwise you'll go 13 months in between your Zechiras of Amalek, and that's too long to go. So that's what he makes the ha'ara. So sometimes you'll be in a shul where they'll make such an announcement that they should that people should have in mind that they want it, that they should be yotzei, so that zechiras Amalek. So you shouldn't have more than 12 months. So the Chassam Sofer says that so when they read Parshas Kisetze, that they should have in mind. In the Chuvus Chassam Sofer, he says in Eretz Yisrael they used to be Mesayim the Torah once every 3 years, so they wouldn't read Parshas Peshalach or Parshas Kisetze every single year. So how would they be Yotzei Zechiras Amalek in a Shana Mu'uberes? So says the Chassam Sofer, it must be that what I said before is correct. That 13 months is that it's in a leap year, it's going to be 13, the number is going to change to 13 months, and therefore doing Zechiras Amalek once a year is going to be sufficient. You don't need to do Zechiras Amalek more than once a year, even if the year happens to be a longer year, because the shear of shichcha changes in a longer year as well. Okay, now the Gemara brings machlokes tanaim about the din in the Mishnah that you could be goel a bayis as soon as it's sold, and we're going to explain how we cheshbin the year. So Masnis in our Mishnah said that if you sell a bayis b'bat yarichoma, you could be goel miyad. It sounds like even on the very day that you sold it, the local Rebbe, that's against Rebbe. Titania, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says when it comes to being goel a bayis in bat yarichoma, yamim ein yamim pachos mi shnayim, that it says yamim tiagulasov. So when the Torah says Yamim, it always means at least 2 days. So we see from there, you cannot be goel the field until at least 2 days have passed from the day that you sold the field. V'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who hold in our Mishnah that you could be goel even bo bayom. Ha yamim ayav dilei. What do they do with the word Yamim? So mi bayilei mi yom liyom. They use that word to teach me that from the day of the sale, one full year later, he can is the amount of time that he can be goel it. That we don't count the Shnas HaGeul until Tishrei and say, oh, Rosh Hashanah came, now it's already the next year. No, we count it based on the anniversary of the date that he sold it. The Rebbe who learns Yamim to tell me that you need to give the guy at least 2 days to be in the house, miyom liyom minale. How does he know the din of miyom liyom, that it's based on the anniversary of the sale of the house? So nafkalei, atom shnas mimkaro. He derives it from the pasuk atom shnas mimkaro. Okay, good. The Rabbanan who darshin from who darshan from Yamim that it's based on the anniversary of the sale. What do they learn from Mimkaro? Hahumi Bayile, they use that to teach Shnas Mimkaro Shalov, Lo Shnas Shal Minyan Olam. The Pasuk Atom Shnas Mimkaro is needed for the drasha that it's his Shnas Mimkaro and not the Shnas of Minyan Olam. The Yamim Mibayilehu L'me'es La'es. And Yamim is needed to teach us that it goes Me'es La'es, that the Shnas HaMechira begins at the very time of the Mechira on that day and ends at that time. So it's two separate halachos. One is that if the sale happened on the 11th day of Chodesh Tamuz, whatever today is, 13th day, 12th day of Chodesh Tamuz, then the next year, he has up until the next year on that 12th day of Chodesh Tamuz to be Goel the field, the 13th day of Chodesh Tamuz to be Goel the field. But there's another halacha that if it happened at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the 13th day of Chodesh Tammuz, so he has until 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the 13th day of Chodesh Tammuz the next year. So de'imi ad tom shnas mim karo have a minim yom liyom in me'es le'es lo kas rachman liyam. That's why I needed two phrases, ad tom shnas mim karo and yamim, to tell me that it's both me'yom liyom and me'es le'es. V'rebi me'es me'es minale. How does Rebbe know the din of me'es le'es, that it goes based on the time of the day? So nafkale mi'tamima. He learns that din from the fact that it says the word tamima. So we learn that the year has to be a full year from the moment of the Mechira until that moment in the following year. V'rabbanan and the Rabbanan, what are they going to learn from the word Tamima? Humibayle li'ibura. They use that word to tell me about the Ibur Shana, that in the Shana Muberes you get an extra month. V'rabbi nami humibayle li'ibura. But doesn't Rebbe need it to tell me the din of Ibura? Now, even though Rebbe darshins a different meaning of Ibura, not that you get a whole extra month, but that it goes by the solar year and not by the lunar year, says Mar Hachinam Yom Liom Mesa Eis May Ad Tom Shnas Mim Karo Nafka. Yeah, Rebbe holds that the word Tamima we learn Shana V'Ibura, the dinim of Shnas Gula of both Miyom Liom and Meis Leis, he learns from Ad Tom Shnas Mim Karo. Both dinim could be learned from that same phrase, that we count the year from the day and the very moment of the Mechira until that very day and very moment exactly 1 year later. Harezu kamin ribis. Then the Mishnah said, well, the guy that bought the field is going to, let's say, be living there for 4 or 5 months. So he's, not field, I keep saying field. The guy that bought the house is going to be living there for 4 or 5 months. So he's living in the house, he's enjoying it. And then, let's say he bought it for $300,000. And then he sells it right back, because the person who's gobbled it 3 months later for $300,000, it turns out he got to use it for free. That all he had to do was have the other guy hold on to his $300,000 for a few months. He got all of his money back, and he got to benefit from the house. So that's a lot like ribbis. I give you money to hold on to. You give me all that money back, and in addition to getting all the money back, dollar for dollar, I also get some other benefit. So that's very similar to ribbis. So the Gemara asks on the Mishnah of Tanya, we have a Brisa that talks about kutlas bayis bebatei rechoma, that when the mocher is pulled to the bayis and the lokech does not deduct anything for the fact that that he's been using the house. Harezu ribis gemura el shatari tiratu. This is ribis. The Torah is just matirit. So the bryce is so to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said it's not ribis gemura. Some Rabbi Yochanan lo kasha. You can't ask from the bryce on the Mishnah. Harabbi Yehuda v'harabbanan. The Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. The bryce is like the Rabbanan. Detanya, because with Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan have machlokas in the following brisa. Hareisha yenosha b'chaver mana. A person lends his friend a mana, va'asalo sadeu mecher, and he gives him the field for the halva'a, and they make it tonight that if he doesn't pay the chov until, let's say, a set amount of time, 3 years, the field is going to be is going to belong to the malva already from right now, and they write a shtar on it. Bizman sha mocher ochel peros, when the lova who made the field the mecher is ochel peros during those years, then mutter, and it's not a violation of ribis. But lokeach ochel peros, if the malva is the one that was ochel peros, then it's aser. The reason for the isra achila is because of chashash, that it's going to be ribis, that if the mocher pays back the chov within those 3 years, and he's pod to the field, so it turns out that the lokeach itos peros bischar, that his money was in the other guy's possession for some time, and that's ribis. Rabbi Gomer af bisman shalokeach ochel peros muter. Rabbi says, nah, it's not ribis. So we're going to have to explain what's behind the machlokes, but you do see that you can have such a situation where the guy gets back all of his money, and in addition to that he did enjoy some sort of benefit in the interim, and yet it's not considered ribbis according to Rabbi Yehuda, but according to the Rabbanan, it is. Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya that he's correct, because Maisa bebaitus benzunin. There is a story of baitus benzunin. Shasa sedeu mecher al pi Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, that he made his field a mecher based on the psak of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. V'lokeach ochel peros haya, and it was exactly this case. The lokeach was the one that was ochel peros. Baitus benzunin was a Tana, in a lot of places, we bring his behaviors as a raya la halacha. So here's just another example. So Amr lo, so the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, Misham raya, you're going to bring me a raya from that. You got the story wrong. In that case, it was the mochloch that was ochel the peros. It was not the lokech that was ochel the peros. So that's the brisa. So now Rabbi Yochanan explains the machlokas. My benayhu. Over here, my benayhu means what are they in fact arguing about? It doesn't mean lemainaf kamina benayhu. It means what are they arguing about? So it says where it's sad echad beribisika benayhu. The machlokas is about a detailed halach in ribis called sad echad beribis. Is there an iser in this situation where at the time of the achilas peros there's one possibility that it will turn out that this achila is ribis, but there's another possibility that it will turn out that it's not ribis at all? So is that called ribis when it's only a 50% chance that this will turn out to be something that resembles ribis? So Tanakama Savar Tzadech Ribis Aser, Ribis Savar Tzadech Ribis Mutter. Meaning in the case where I lent you money and you also got and I also got your field as a mashkon. So I'm using the field right. If I'm the one that's using the field right now, so it could be that you're going to pay all the money back, and then I will give you back the field. But in the interim, I've used the field for the entire time of the entire duration of the loan. So that would be a ribis-like situation. But what if you never pay back? So if you never pay back, I just keep the field, and the fact that I used the field the whole time just made it like a regular sale that I bought this field from you at the time of the loan, and that's not a ribis situation at all. So that's what we call tzad echad beribis. So again, tzad echad beribis is this idea that there's one possible eventuality where it will turn out that it will look like ribis, but another possibility that it will not turn out to look to look like ribis. So based on this machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan's miyashiv the stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The ribis in a bate orichoma situation is also not a vadai ribis, because if the mocher is not goel the bias, it will turn out that the kona was nana from living in a house and it's not ribis at all. And since that's only a tzad echad ribis, we could be miyashiv that the Mishnah that says that harezekamin ribis ve'eno ribis, that's like Rabbi Yehuda, the tzad echad beribis is mutter. The braisa that says harezu ribis gemura, but the Torah just happens to be matter it, that's like the rabbanim that hold that tzad echad beribis is aser, and therefore it's ribis gemura. And batei orichama, the Torah just happens to be matter such a situation of what would otherwise be considered absolute ribis. So now Rava disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan in terms of the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the rabbanan, and he holds that you can't answer that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda and the braisa is like the rabbanan. But there's another way to answer it. Rava Amar de kuli alma. Everyone would hold tzadech b'ribis is going to be aser. V'achab b'ribis al menasa hachsir k'benayu. Over here, the machlok sabidah and the rabbanan is a case where they made a tenai. The mocher and the lokech made a tenai that if the mocher is pod of the field that's given over as a mashkun within 3 years, the lokech is going to return the value of the peros that he ate from the field. So mar savar aser. Tanakama holds that it's aser for the lokech to eat the peros even al menas to return the value of the if the redeemer the field, since as long as it's not hisparer, as long as it's not clarified that the sod is mechura, the sod is going to be a mashkon on the halva'a, and at the time that he ate the peros, he was in violation of the Yisra Ribis. Omar Sav Rabbi Yehuda holds mutter, that it's mutter for the lokech to eat the peros that are in that field that he had as a mashkon, almanas, that he's going to pay back the money if in fact the field gets redeemed. So according to Rava, the yishuv of the stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa is that the Mishnah that says that it's min ribis, but it's eino ribis, holds that the issue of tzad echad ribis is only in a situation where the sada or the bias came through a loan. A guy made his field a mecher for the halva'a, but in a situation where it came b'derech mekach, like in batei orichoma, everyone's going to agree that there's no isser of tzad echad ribis. So that's why it's only kemin ribis, whereas the braisa holds that even in a case where the kona got it b'derech mecher, there's still an isser of tzad Echad Echad Ribis. And that's why, by Bater Yechoma, he considers it to be Ribis Gemura. Good. Next halach in the Mishnah was Meis HaMocher Yigal Beno. That if the Mocher dies, so the son can do Geula. Says Mar Pshita, of course, the son is Yorish's father. He gets his Mimali Makam Aviv. So he can, what's the big Chiddush that he could do the Geula? Mal Detema, V'ish Kiyim Karbeis Moshev, Amar Rachmana. I would have thought that only the guy who sold it, because it says V'ish Kiyim Karbeis Moshev, V'hai Lo Machar. And this son is not the one who sold the house. So maybe he's not able to be Golel. So Kamash Malan, that's why the Pasuk tells me, V'haisa Geula So, Mikol Makam. That he's able to be Golel, whether it's the Mocher, whether it's the son. And we learn this from the fact that the Pasuk changes the Lashon a little bit. That it could have said, by the Mocher, V'ish Kiyimkar, So Yigalena Atom Shnasmim Karo. From the fact that it says, V'haisa Geula So, we learn that the bias is Nigal no matter what. Even if it's the son. It's Lav Dafka, Al Yedei the Mocher, even the son of the Mocher. Meis HaLokeach Yigal Miyad Beno, if the Lokeach dies, so his son can be goel it from his son. Says Mar Pshita, this is also obvious, because the ben is Yorish, the whatever Zuchus Mamon his father had. So why do I need a Mishnah to be Mechadish that the Mocher could be goel from the son? So Mal Detema, Lakona Oso, Amar Achmana Vahalokana. I might have thought, well, the Pasuk says the guy who bought it, and this guy is not the guy who bought it. So Kamash Malan, Vaisu Gula So, Mikal Makam. That's why it has to tell me, Vaisu Gula So, regardless of who's the one that actually bought it. Ein Mon Lo Shana El Mishah Shemachar. We said we only count the year from the very moment that he actually sold it. So the Gemara brings a Braisa that darshens this Pasuk and explains which Mechira we count the year for. Tan Rabbana, Shana Ein Yodei Im Shana L'Rishon, Im Shana L'Sheni. I don't know if we count based on the first sale or based on the guy who bought the second sale, that the first mocher could be goel the field from the kona sheni until a year passes from the second sale, meaning if it's ever resold. So k'shomer lo shana tamima havishana l'rishon. So we see from the pasuk that it's a shana for the first one. So l'michalut, who does the bias go to after the shana is over, after that first year is over? So v'lozer omer l'rishon chalut, that it goes to the first guy. The mocher cannot be goel from him, but the first kona could be goel from the second kona until a year from the second kinyan, because it doesn't stay with the second guy till a year passes from the time that he bought it. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar l'sheni chalut, that the second kona gets it when 1 year passes from the first sale. So says Mar Bishlam the Rabbi Lazar till the didei kamaninan el Rabbi Yochanan my time. I understand Rabbi Lazar that each sale starts a new clock on the year that goes by for the geula of Batei Rechoma. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the logic? Why would Rabbi Yochanan say that it doesn't start a new clock? So Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Ma Machal Rishon L'Sheni calls Chushet Havliado, because the only thing that the first guy is able to sell to the second guy is whatever rights he already has in the field. And since he doesn't have a right, beyond his rights go until that 12 months that get increased at the 12-month mark where he's going to be able to keep it forever. So he was selling all of that. He was selling that right to the second guy. So once we mentioned Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, so we're going to bring another memor that Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal says. This one related to Ad Rishon Ad Sheni. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Machar Shnei Batei Arichoma, Echad B'Chamish Hasar Ba Ad Rishon, V'Echad B'Echad B'Ad Sheni. One on the 15th day of Ad Rishon, and the other on Rosh Chodesh Ad Sheni. So the second sale was 2 weeks later than the first sale, but its calendar date is going to be 2 weeks earlier when there's only one Adar. The one that sold on the first day of Adar Sheni, when Rosh Chodesh Adar comes the next year, the year is up. But the one that sold on the 15th day of Adar Rishon, he waits until 13 months later when it's 15th day of Adar. So I lit the fire on the house before you.
you, meaning I'm the one that lived in my house before you lived in your house. How could it be that you get the absolute ownership of your house before me? Misham Damalei, at Nachas Leibura. You entered into a house during the Chodesh Ibur, and therefore you have that extra Chodesh Ibur to worry about. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel also tells us, Noldulo Shnei Tolotim. If let's say in the Shana Mul Beres, you have two Bechorim, and the coin is supposed to be makriv them during the first year. Echad b'chamish v'asushal derishon v'echad b'echad ba'adar sheni. Same situation. Zeshenol ba'adar sheni kivin shegei yom echad ba'adar shel shana haba, also lo shana. Its birthday is echad ba'adar the next year. Zeshenol b'chamish v'asushal derishon, the one that was born 2 weeks earlier, also lo shana al chamish v'asushal ba'adar shel shana haba, is not going to have its birthday until 2 weeks after the other one. So maskev la Ravina, so asks Ravina, v'lei malei, ana kadem achu yiruka mekamedidach, I'm the one that ate the grass before you. Mine was born first, so how could it be that your animal's birthday comes first? So Mishum Damalei, at nechis libura, another nechis libura. Again, the same answer, because you have to take into account the Ibrashana. Hasu lamali hainuhach. Why do I need this statement? Isn't it exactly a repeat of what we just said about the Sados? Now, ma de tema hasam dechsiv temima. Hach de loksiv temima lo. So kamash mulan, de shana shana mehadadi gamri. That since it says shana, even though one of them doesn't say Tamima, we learn one from the other. Just another line. Kishu Omer Tamima, Rebbe Omer Litein Lo Shana V'Ibura. So Rebbe said you give it the extra 11 days for the solar year. So Tan Rabban Shana Tamima, Rebbe Omer, Mona Shalosh Meir Shvashishim V'Chamisha Yamim Kiminyan Yemos HaChama. V'Cham Omerim, Mona Shnei Mas HaChadosh Miyom Liyom V'Min Nesabra Nesabra Lo. It's just a restatement of the Shitos of Rebbe and the Chachamim. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem will pick up next time at the two dots. Higia Yom Shnei Masa Chodesh, v'lo nigal.